Appeasement is implied by the language of kapara. So slicha again is dechias haonesh, as the Ramban explains, salachti kidvarecha, that after the cheira miraglim, that the onesh would still happen, but instead of annihilation immediately, it would take place over 40 years. So Hashem says salachti kidvarecha v'ulam chayani. So that is what slicha is. It's dechias haonesh. So mechila is all the way at the other end of the spectrum. Mechila means like a person is mochel and kinyanim. There's no outstanding account. The maisa aveira kilu goes away. Like Reish Lakish talks about in Yuma and Peivav of zidonos, not just nasis lo kishkagos, but nasis lo kizachuyos, when it's tshuva me'ava. So kapara is somewhere in the middle. Lashon rito yupios. It doesn't mean that the avera went away, but that the consequences are wiped clean. It's not just dechias onesh, like slicha, but that okay, a person did something wrong, but now, you know, it's water under the bridge. We've let it go. So that's exactly what we mean, v'chiper admaso amo, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide that ritzui, that pios, will be granted to both Klal Yisrael and to Eretz Yisrael. So it's very important to go in, as we say, you know, from Yom Kippur so many times, slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu. So Yom HaKippurim has the capacity to provide that ritzui and the pios. And sometimes you can even aspire to more, to mechila. That probably requires tshuva me'ava to really, you know, have this kind of a transformative effect. But this diuk in Rashi, v'chiper, lashon pios, lashon ritzoi, achapra fanav, amincha ulechas lefanai. So it means that, yeah, many things happened between Yaakov and Esav, but in the end of the day, it's all considered to be water under the bridge. Shekoach.